tonight. What did you think the difference maker was?
I thought just the way that we cleared out in front of the net. Tonight I didn't. I left a lot of rebounds sitting there in front. I made the first save, but we did a heck of a job of clearing out those rebounds and not letting their big bodies get to them.
Did it feel like a 40-shot game?
Yeah, it kind of did. I mean, I felt like they were hemmed in our zone. They were really good at protecting the puck below the goal line, and I feel like they had some good possession, but at the same time, we did the same thing below their goal line a few times. So it was a good back-and-forth game, and a gutsy win by us.
You made a really good save on Scheifele right at the end of the second period. Right leg save with about 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, that was more of a desperation save. I was already down and thinking he was going to shoot. I didn't know how much time was left, and he made a nice move to the front, and I just stuck my pad out there and tried to get a piece of it and keep it a one-goal lead going into the third.
Buffon's there in the third. Kind of like thrust your body at it?
Yeah, I was...
pretty acrobatic, it looked like.
I think that was Wheeler that I was focused on. I thought that the back door was protected. He made a good pass, and I think I got lucky that Buffon had to handle it for a quick second and gave me enough time just to get that lunge across and get my glove in front of it.
So are you just seeing the pucks, this stretch you're on where you give up like one a game, you just seeing the puck that's the size of the proverbial beat?
Yeah, I mean, when a goalie gets on a roll, I mean, sometimes the puck seems a little bit bigger, and when you're not seeing the puck well, I mean, you can struggle. So luckily for me, it's going in the right direction right now, and I'm going to try and keep it going as long as I can.
So how did you see Brandon's play with Buffon coming in?
I didn't really. I was more focused on Buffon, obviously. But, I mean, I think he was just trying to protect the puck, go hard to the net. He's a big body, and I think they just got tied up. I haven't seen the replay yet, but, I mean, obviously he had the puck, and he's trying to take it to the net. I don't think it was anything.
No, I just figured, you know, it just because it looked like his leg buckled on. More than the stick.
Okay, yeah.
I
didn't even see that either. I was more focused on just trying not to let him cut across the front of the net, but he's a big boy, and not too many people are going to stop him.
Team must be happy with the way the groups come together defensively with some of the changes that happened kind of pre and post trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean, ever since I think it was a couple games before the trade deadline in California, there we made a conscious effort to focus a little bit more on our zone and maybe be a little bit more responsible with the third man high and staying above their outlets. And we've been doing a heck of a job and not giving up too many odd man rushes, because that was kind of what was our Achilles heel for a little bit there. We weren't giving up much anywhere else, but the 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s were beating us. So we've been doing a really good job of staying conscious and staying above their outs, and it's translating into some good wins.
What have you stood up for Adam Purdy's game in front of you?
He's really solid. I mean, another big body that we needed back there, and he's good at protecting that box and out, letting me see those shots. And, I mean, he must have logged some big minutes tonight. Our 5D back there played a gutsy game against a big forward group over there with only five of us. So it's never good to see one of your top guys go down like that, but gave other guys a chance to step up, and Adam was one of them.